This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Dial toll free. You can take control of the airwaves if you want, or not. Yeah, that's fine too. Most of you will not, and that's okay. With you tonight, it's Ian
and Chris.
And so, international news to start with here. Then coming up, violent video games. Is there a link between violence in video games and teenage aggression? Chris, you've got the story about that. That's on the way here tonight. And our toll-free number, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Before we get to that, we'll talk about real-life aggression from the hands of the Venezuelan troops to via bullets into the bodies of the opposition down there. For those that are maybe newer to the show and have not heard what's been going on, down in Venezuela, it's hard to encapsulate it into a 30-second recap, but basically the country has been devastated by hyperinflation and socialism that has resulted in people not trusting the elections anymore. There's two individuals who are claiming to be the president of the country. One, Nicolas Maduro, who was the most recent president. He's saying he's now in for a second term. And then there's another guy named Juan Guaido, who is claiming he is the true president of the country, that the people of Venezuela are fed up with this Maduro character and all the socialism, and so they're going to put a different socialist in, Juan Guaido. And so that's what the conflict has been. Different countries around the world, governments have been weighing in on who they are recognizing as the president, the true president of the country. So Trump, for instance, and a bunch of the Latin American countries, many in Europe, are acknowledging that Juan Guaido, they say, is the president. And Maduro is being acknowledged by countries like Russia and, I believe, Iran. Probably Cuba as well. In fact, we can talk about Cuba coming up here, too. There's an interesting story about them getting a little bit more Internet access, which is kind of a game changer for people that are historically very oppressed and unfree. So the conflict there in Venezuela hasn't just been political. There's been a lot of protests that have been happening, like, in the streets.
Basically. Like everyday kind of protests.
Yeah, I don't know how heavy they are every day. Certainly, there's probably something happening on a daily basis. A couple of years ago, there was a prolonged...
It seems like there's nonstop protests in the news. I don't know if that's just fabricated.
It's hard to know what's true. I mean, as far as the news, I actually have, one of our listeners on our Discord server over at discord.lrn.fm put in our news and show prep room a link to RT. Now, remember, RT backs the current president, or Russia.
Russia does.
Right, and RT stands for Russia Today, and it's funded fully by the Russian government.
Well, it would be interesting if they had a different perspective.
They do, and that's what I was going to tell you.
Okay,
so
interesting.
RT has an article here and video saying, title, "Where Are the Empty Shelves? Max Blumenthal Tours Caracas Supermarket." So the claim that we've made on the air has been that it's hard to find food, that there have been lines. I mean, over the last few years, these reports have been coming out fairly consistently out of Venezuela, that it's very, very hard to get the most basic food items, that many people spend hours and hours and hours, like 30-something hours a month, just waiting in lines outside of grocery stores to try to get whatever limited amount of supplies are being delivered to that store. And, like, if you try to take a picture of the line, a military guard who's standing and watching the line will steal your camera from you, right? Mm. So that's the claim, is that not only are these lines present and the food is very, very not so present, but also if you try to provide evidence of it and they see you doing it, they'll take your camera from you. They don't want to get it out.
It's interesting because I've seen pictures of lines, presumably in Venezuela, of these grocery stores. So, I mean, people are either getting them or they're fake or something.
You're saying the lines are fake?
Well,
Oh, the pictures.
I guess the pictures.
Yeah, I've seen a picture or two as well.
Because they're certainly plastered all over the news. Whether or not that, I mean, it doesn't necessarily mean they are fake. It obviously you could get a hidden, you know. I mean, there's got to be. If this is happening every day, I have a hard time believing that there's going to be a guard who's going to be able to prevent a hidden camera from taking a picture or somebody.
Yeah, people are going to get the photos.
Yeah,
for sure.
There's cameras everywhere, and even in Venezuela, you know, you're going to have cell phones with cameras in them and things of that nature.
Still, though, it makes you wonder where the truth actually lies, because both sides have an interest in portraying their version of the story as well as they can, whatever propaganda it is that they want to get out there. And there's nothing inherently wrong with propaganda as long as it's telling the truth. But the question is this propaganda telling the truth on either side? So, I mean, there's just so much to cover here, but let's start with the shooting, and then we can get into the grocery stores and see what, you know, what you think is actually going on. If you want to weigh in, you can join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. The story from The Independent over in the UK, Adam Forrest reporting that at least one person has been shot dead by Venezuelan security forces during a clash on the border with Brazil, according to local officials. Another dozen people were injured after troops opened fire in the eastern town of Cumaracpe on Friday, according to doctors and witnesses. Gran Sabana Mayor Emilio Gonzalez identified the woman who was killed as Zoraida Rodriguez, a member of an indigenous community. The mayor said the members of the Pemen indigenous group clashed with the Venezuelan National Guard and the army, who were moving tanks to the border. Gonzalez claimed the soldiers fired rubber bullets and tear gas. Some members of the area's indigenous community have expressed their support for the opposition's plans to bring in foreign aid over the border this weekend, despite the objection of President Nicolas Maduro. So what did Maduro do? I don't know if you heard, but he closed the border to Brazil.
Wow. The entire border was closed.
Yeah.
Not just the aid trucks?
No, the entire border has been closed amid an escalating standoff over allowing aid from the United States to enter the country. Some Venezuelans crossed over the border to the Brazilian border city of Pacarema near Cumaracpe to stock up on supplies shortly before the border was shut, according to Brazilian media. Brazilian authorities are reportedly still moving humanitarian aid to the country's northern border with Venezuela. And on Friday, Brazil's Air Force sent a plane with food and medicine to Boa Vista in the northern state of Roraima. These will end up in Pacarema, according to the Associated Press. Maduro said he was also considering shuttering the border with neighboring Colombia. The opposition has vowed to move aid from the U.S. and other nations over the border from Colombia on Saturday. So it sounds like things are getting, pretty heated over there in Venezuela, where essentially you've got these two political sides that are playing against one another, and it's all politics, but unfortunately all of this involves people's lives. We're talking about politicians who are making plays, political gamesmanship or whatever, over food stocks, right, like food supplies to get into the hands of hungry people. I mean, if it weren't the case that people in Venezuela are hungry, then why all the show over let's get aid into the country? Why the numbers being reported from Venezuela of the average person losing like 12 pounds or 15 pounds year's time?
Ian, of course, it's fabricated by the U.S. government. So it's not real, and they want to keep out the enemy, you know, the spy that's infiltrating their system, their government.
Wait, who's the spy?
Well, the aid trucks, of course.
Oh, you're saying that Venezuela's current government is worried about the aid trucks being U.S. Affiliated spies.
Right.
Gotcha. That's an interesting theory. It's just, why you wouldn't want to allow people to bring food
into
your country?
Because then it's giving into that line of argument that there are hungry people in Venezuela.
Right, I see what you're saying. So they have to pretend like everything's fine here. We don't need your aid, is what you're saying.
Well, I mean, if that were true, of course, and it could. I mean,
who knows?
Let's assume it is. Let's just assume it is. You probably don't want your enemy, who's trying to depose you, coming into the country with aid trucks. I mean, it's just going to be saying, "Yeah, you're right. My country's failed, or I have failed."
The toll-free number here, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So, again, this weekend, Juan Guaido and the opposition talking about coming in from Colombia over the border with the aid trucks. So Maduro talking about closing the border with Colombia. And, of course, the reality is closing the border doesn't just keep aid from getting in. It also keeps Venezuelans from getting out. There's more on the way here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. What is the situation with the supermarkets there? We can look into that coming up as well on Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want.
Smart Cash is a peer-to-peer digital currency that is fast, secure, and easy to use. Smart Cash is building a foundation that can support daily transactions for people everywhere. One feature that sets Smart Cash apart is the Smart Hive governance model and how the community can vote to fund the best projects with block rewards stored in the Smart Hive project treasury. Unlike other cryptocurrencies with voting systems, Smart Cash allows everyone to participate. One smart equals one vote. Learn more at smartcash.cc.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global. Drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. That's AnyPay.global.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost to listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited here if you want to join us, talk about Venezuela, or whatever it is that's on your mind. You can bring up anything you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. 450 free with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Chris.
855-450-3733. Look, if you're an individual who rejects the initiation of force, like we do, or you agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, I should say, and you agree to abide by the non-aggression principle, then you qualify to use liberty.menu. It's a business directory for liberty-minded folks, libertarians, voluntarists, liberty-loving anarchists. It also includes categories for digital content creators. So you don't just have to be, you know, have a physical business or something like that. Or maybe an events coordinator. You want to put your event on liberty.menu to get some extra promotion. You can do that. Liberty.menu. You can use code FTL and get a special badge because it's free to use the site. So we can't give you a discount. It's free. Go ahead and put up there whatever it is that you want other liberty-minded folks to know about. Maybe you'll get some new business out of it. Liberty.menu as we continue here. Going to your calls and thoughts, we can talk more about Venezuela. What's the real story? Now there's two counterpoise sides here that are saying, well, on one hand, there's no food. You can't get food. You got to wait in lines for hours at a time just to get some table scraps. And then the other side now saying, with a report on RT, what are you talking about? There's plenty of food here. Look at this grocery store that we're in. All these products are on the shelves. Everything's fine. So we can talk about that and the shots apparently fired at the border of Brazil by Venezuelan troops against an indigenous group because the indigenous group has turned against the government status quo there. Let's go, though, to the phones first. We got Dave in New Hampshire on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave.
Yes, back to something we can do something about. The New Hampshire Civil Liberties Union is back in action.
Oh, yeah. Well, they never stopped being in action, Dave. I mean, they're always out there doing something in the state house. But go ahead.
Maybe I should say they're back in the news. Maybe they're always good. In the news, too. But in any case, there's this ongoing scandal in New Hampshire over a thing called the Lori List. Have you talked about this much?
No, it's some kind of cop thing, right?
Right. So it's a list of bad cops, basically, or a list of incidents. 200 names are on this list, and the government has been trying to keep it secret. Attorney General Gordon McDonnell, the Republican activist who became Attorney General somehow, is basically now trying to keep people from being able to see this list of bad guys.
That's unfortunate.
So the New Hampshire Civil Liberties Union, or the ACLU of New Hampshire, whatever you want to call it, has filed a suit. And that's going to be heard in court in Nashua on the 25th, I think.
Excellent. I'm glad to hear that. Those guys do a lot of good work, the ACLU in New Hampshire. I support them on a yearly basis. Every year in the last six or so years, I've gone to their awards dinner where they hand out the Bill of Rights Awards, which is a pretty cool event. And they do a really mostly pro-liberty stuff. There's a few issues that they're not right about, but for the most part, they're spot on. They're dead on the immigration issues, civil liberties, from freedom of speech, especially in a lot of cases, taking on activist cases and representing them pro bono in court. I was represented by the ACLU of Massachusetts the time I was arrested in the town hall in Palmer, Massachusetts, for recording video, and they won that case. And I got a $5,000 settlement out of that case. So the ACLU is pretty great.
And sometimes the wish is fodder to the thought, but I get this feeling, as I watch them, that they're more libertarian than the other ACLUs around the country, because I don't remember liking the ACLUs very much anywhere else that I've ever lived. But I like the one in New Hampshire.
Yeah, if you go into the state house and you happen into one of the, because at the state house in New Hampshire, those that don't know, every single bill gets a hearing. Every one of them. They get a public hearing. You can go and testify. Chris, you and I, we've been doing
all the time.
The ACLU will frequently have people all over the state house. They've got at least two or three different folks that are regularly there testifying in favor of freedom on a whole lot of legislation, and it's very rare that I will ever hear the ACLU's official testifiers say things I disagree with. I mean, it's just they're spot on. I would say, I think Darrell Levy Perry made this comparison before, and I think he's right about it, that the ACLU is probably as much for freedom as the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is, and they kind of both come down on slightly different issues.
You know, but I think part of the reason has to do with strategy. It's a very strategic organization that is got a very clear mission, and they stick to that mission.
They do.
They don't deviate.
They're mostly leftists. I mean, I'll be clear. Like, if you go to their dinner and you get to meet people, it's mostly people on the left that support the ACLU in New Hampshire. But you're right, Dave Ridley. When you watch and listen to what they say on the issues, the positions they take, the cases that they take on, I would say 9 times out of 10, maybe even 95 times out of 100, they are doing the right thing.
That's been my experience.
I feel like it's even been higher in the past, to be honest.
Maybe so.
I think it's kind of gone downhill a little bit in the last couple of years, maybe. But
you know, it's really only the ACLU nationally that's gone even more to the left since
Trump. Yeah, I think that's a fair statement.
Trump. And you know, to their credit, you can't blame an organization. I mean, I wouldn't do it, right? But you can't blame an organization for pandering because it has, like, more than tripled their membership numbers and dramatically increased the amount of money they're getting.
That is kind of a problem, but I think it's in some sense I think that can create a problem for an organization when they pander to a crowd that is not actually for the things that the same things that they're for. And I think that's kind of where the ACLU has gone, because I don't necessarily know that they've done most of what they've done. I think they would have done either way before now. It's just that maybe there wasn't as much pandering going on.
Well, if they're happy, man, they get a lot of money coming in now because of Trump. As soon as Trump, basically the membership numbers shot up by multiples of what they were previously.
Yeah.
So that's more money.
It's true. It can also be a dangerous thing, though, too, because the organization is strategic. And they've also had the opposite type of thing happen with some of the cases that they took up. I don't know exactly when, but certain cases with the Nazis and the KKK.
Well, there was some talk about them backing off of defending racists.
I think that's a mistake because it undermines strategic. The point is strategy, right? You need to protect even those. You don't need to protect the people who are in the majority. You need to protect people who are in the minority.
And the old ACLU would have said that. And so you're right. There has been a difference in the sort of the red coming out of the national ACLU. I have not heard any kind of noteworthy change with the New Hampshire one. Dave, any other thoughts you want to share? Go ahead.
Nothing to add.
Hey, thanks, man. That's Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. Appreciate hearing from you here tonight. The toll-free number, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. Peter's in Washington State. Peter, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Actually, I'm in Washington, D.C. No worries. But my... what I wanted to talk about is political correctness. And,
all right, stand by. Here's what I want you to do. Stand by. We're going to bring you back here in just a moment. Make sure you have a chance to actually get your thoughts out. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. It's that easy to get on the air here on Free Talk Live. National talk show, but yet almost no one calls. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Seeing and Chris here in the studio. We got more on what's going on in Venezuela. Not that we can do anything about it, as Ridley suggested, but it's still instructive, and it's something that people really ought to pay attention to, the failure of socialism.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Most Democrats are moving quickly to stop President Trump's declaration of a national emergency at the U.S.-Mexico border. Democrats plan to schedule a vote on a resolution to stop the order as early as next week Tuesday. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham tells Fox News this is all about politics.
I sat down with Democrats to try to solve this problem on a Democrat's watch. Nobody suggested we did not need to secure the border. Nobody suggested this was a manufactured crisis on Obama's watch. So what's changed? They just hate Trump, and that does bother me.
New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft has been charged in a prostitution and human trafficking sting operation. Homeland Security and IRS agents were involved in the bust that took place in Jupiter, Florida, at a local massage parlor. And producers of Empire say Jussie Smollett's character will be written out of the final two episodes of the current season. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free here and take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. I got to use AnyPay when I was down in Mexico.
Really?
At Acapulco or Anarchapulco. It was actually at the event. There was a restaurant called Verde Vegan that they don't exist in the hotel normally, but they were setting up. They set up for Anarchapulco. And I'm not a vegan or anything like that, but I'm willing to try, you know, try new things. And actually, turned out their burritos were really actually pretty good. They tasted like a burrito. They were actually pretty good. They had like, you know, smoothies and stuff like that. But they actually had AnyPay operational, accepting multiple different cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin and Dash, and it was super easy to pay, as it always is with AnyPay. Except they're putting in the Mexican peso. So when they're typing in a price, they're not typing it in dollars, they're typing it in pesos and collecting that equivalent amount of cryptocurrency from their customers. Because AnyPay is an international product. It does not have to just be used in the United States. They've got, I don't know how many dozens of different world currencies that you can set your anything. If you're the merchant, right, you want to accept cryptocurrency, you decide what the local currency is. So if you're in Venezuela, you know, use the bolivar. If you are in Mexico, use the peso. So there's a bunch of different choices. So no matter where you are in the world, AnyPay will probably work for you to accept cryptocurrency at the point of sale. And of course, I used AnyPay today as well while I was at the Thirsty Owl having some lunch today. So, again, so easy to pay with cryptocurrency. If you're not doing this system, you're missing out. And it's free for merchants to sign up with. And the sign-up is just create a username and password. There's no approval. There's no bureaucrat sitting there poring over paperwork. No one demands your identification. Nothing. It's just username, password. Put your crypto wallet addresses in. Load the app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency at your point of sale. AnyPay.global, and yes, they are now teamed up with eGifter.com, so if you want to buy gift cards with Dash, you can do that through thanks to AnyPay over at eGifter.com. So that's another cool way to spend some of the crypto that you might have earned. Some people, what do I do with this crypto? Well, now you can buy gift cards with it at eGifter.com with Dash through AnyPay. We go to back to Peter in Washington. Peter, go ahead with your thoughts tonight.
Sure. I just wanted to talk about basically political correctness or cultural Marxism, whatever you want to call it, in universities.
Sure.
I got an email today from my school's president, and it had to do with claims about racism, discrimination, white supremacy. And sure, you know, I can sympathize, you know, the discipline action in regards to racism. But once you hear someone say white supremacy or discrimination, then, you know, that really just makes me question the motive. And essentially what happened at my university was...
Which university, do you mind saying?
Yeah, it's called the Catholic University of America and Catholic School in Washington, D.C.
Gotcha.
And so essentially what happened was someone during, I guess, Martin Luther King weekend drew a Nazi symbol on a flyer or a poster or something like that. And supposedly that that means that there's a white supremacy crisis going around in my school. And I took the luxury of replying to my president. I'm not sure if he's going to read my email, you know, because who am I? But I took the time to kind of educate her on why discrimination should be okay. And I gave her an example of, hey, you know, the fact that I got up from my bed this morning and went to my classes today means that I discriminated against my bed in favor of my class. And I gave her also an example in the market, and it's pretty basic stuff. So, you know, if you have like a pizza shop owner who's a racist, he's a bigot, he doesn't want to serve black, but the guy down the block who's not a bigot and not a racist, he's open to anyone because he's in the business to make money. Well, he's going to put that guy who's racist out of business because
absolutely.
Exactly.
You're cutting down, if you are discriminating against somebody because of their color of their skin, where they were born, their gender, their sexual preference, or whatever, the more discriminatory you are in business, the fewer potential customers you have. You're just literally cutting out your potential customer base by saying, I don't want you to come through my doors. Now, you're right. You ought to be free to make that choice. And in fact, I want to know who the racist business owners are. I don't want them to hide it. I want them to be out on Front Street with a sign right on the front door, you know, saying who is and who isn't allowed, because I want to be able to discriminate against that business. I think you're right on here, Peter.
Sure, and just if I can add just one more thing in regards to Nazism. A lot of people think that the Nazis were white supremacists, and for the most part, that could be accurate. They did blame a lot of the failures that they had on the Jews, but in reality, it was the economic calculation problem that von Mises talks about when he talks about socialism. And people don't, for some reason, they don't recall that the Nazis were actually a socialist party. I mean, that's something that the nationalist socialist party in Germany.
Right, that's what Nazi stands for, is National Socialist. Yeah.
Exactly. And so I actually, you know, I took the time to kind of educate my president on why that Nazi symbol shouldn't really be, it shouldn't cause any issues. And in fact,
before you go on, where was the symbol placed?
I think it's like right in front of a picture of Martin Luther King.
So, was it like on a wall or something like that? Like, where was... Okay, so it was graffiti. So somebody did commit the act of defacing a surface at the school. It wasn't like, you know, some sort of thing that was chalk or whatever.
Yeah.
Is that right? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, so what I want to say about that is that these people in the administration are definitely blowing this way out of proportion. This is probably right. just some drunk college student, you know, because that's how they are. Drunk college student on a dare or just wanted to do something stupid as teenage, you know, young males are wont to do, who just made a Nazi symbol or a, you know, a swastika or whatever it was. Probably that person may not even be an actual Nazi. It may just be a jerk, you know? It may just be some punk-ass kid. And one instance like this is not a crisis.
It may not even be that. It may just be people fed up with all of the nonsense from the left.
So they're swinging the pendulum all the way back to the other direction?
Yeah.
Could be. But look, either way, it's not a crisis. Yeah. One symbol, one offensive symbol is not something that anybody should freak out about. It doesn't need to be on the front page of the school newspaper. Because by giving it all that attention, you are essentially acknowledging this person and saying, you are important. You, this anonymous Nazi, whoever it was that made this spray painting, you're so important, the president is going to write a letter about you. You are so important that we're going to make a big deal out of this, a big stink. We're going to have, you know, re-education camps. We're going to have all kinds of, you know, mandatory seminars or whatever else they're going to do. So go ahead, Peter.
Yeah, and again, like, this is all kind of ironic to me because, you know, I tried to start a Young Americans for Liberty organization in my school, mm-hmm. just, you know, trying to promote Austrian economics and you know, non-interventionism, all that good stuff that we have in our philosophy. But I always get negated by SGA or the admins because for some
really?
Reason I'm promoting white supremacy and just because I'm pro state rights, they think I'm you know, I'm some type of Calhounist, some type of racist.
Hold on. So if you want to start a club, see, I never went to anything more than community college, and I'm glad for it. But if you want to start a club on a campus, isn't that like inherently your right as long as you can find like a sponsor or something? How can they tell you no?
Yeah. Well, I did find a sponsor, a rare conservative professor, but I have to get the okay from SGA because they control the funding, which is ironic because I pay a lot of money to go to that school. And I can't run a simple club.
That sounds to me like what I would do if I were you is, I don't know if FIRE does this kind of stuff. I know they handle free speech issues on college campuses.
It's a private university though, isn't it?
I bet you they take state money. I mean, yeah, it's private, but do you think they take state-funded scholarships? I bet you they do.
Yeah.
Peter, let us know how this goes, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Either way, reach out to FIRE and see where they would direct you to. We're coming up here. It's Free Talk Live. Thanks for the call.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com. Pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit EscapeRightNow.com. Do it now. It's free. EscapeRightNow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. EscapeRightNow.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial right on in here toll-free. Bring up anything you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. If you want to sound like you're sitting in the studio with us, join the Discord server. I mean, sometimes I'm tempted to go Discord only just because it sounds so good, and I would love to have my whole show sound as good as those Discord calls, but then I always worry, like, well, if we go Discord only, then we'll probably miss out on some good calls.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I'm still not ready to do that. Maybe we should do, like, a Discord day. Maybe we should pick, like, one day a week or something like that. One of the weekdays when we hardly ever get calls anyway. And just go Discord only. But for now, you can still call in toll-free as well. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Discord servers, discord.lrn.fm. Super easy to get in there. I agree. There's a little more setup involved, right? Like, you've got to get alcohol spraying all over the studio here. Anyway.
Oh, yeah.
We're not drinking on the air. It's my roommate. Not that it's illegal. You can drink on the air if you want to do that. It just doesn't make for good radio.
Unless you're an advertiser.
It doesn't make for good radio in the long run. So there's a little bit more. You got to jump through a few more hoops, right? Like, you got to download the app, Discord app. You got to get that. And there's one for, you know, just like your regular computer, and then there's one for your phone. And then you got to create an account if you don't have one. So, you know, there's a few minutes involved in the initial setup. But once you create the account, then you just go in your web browser to discord.lrn.fm. That'll pop you right into our server. And from that point on, all you have to do to call the show is just open Discord and join the call-in line room. That's it. Two steps. Boop, boop. And then we join you in the call-in line room, and then you're on the air with us. And it sounds like you're sitting here in the studio. So try it out when you get a chance over at discord.lrn.fm. And all the times we're not on the air, you can also just use it to chat with other listeners of Free Talk Live. They're there 24 hours a day in a lot of cases, so check that out. So, you know, any other comments? Because, I mean, you kind of were listening to our last caller, Chris, who was calling. He went to a school, a college that was apparently a private Catholic school. There was apparently a Nazi symbol, a swastika or something like that, that was spray painted somewhere in the school, and the president sends out an email about it. They're making a big deal about this thing. And look, I'm not pro-Nazi. I am anti-racist. That's like the one thing that we don't welcome on our Discord server, by the way. If you're a racist on the Discord server, you will be put into the toxic user zone immediately. But, I mean, you went to college. Does this ring a bell for you? Did stuff like this happen when you were in college?
There was certainly stuff that I wasn't too... I can only really remember, like, one protest at the university. And I would have to say, I think it was in relation to something this like of this nature.
Mm-hmm.
But I also have to say there was a lot of things I didn't like that the university was doing. Yeah, and it was a state university. I think a state university is going to have more restrictions on it than a private university. I don't know though with certainty. People say and they phrase it as, you know, private schools getting federal money or state money, and I don't entirely know. While that might be true, I think the way it may actually work is that the money is earmarked for the student, and therefore it's not the school who is receiving it directly. Therefore, they may not have those strings attached unless they take money directly.
Yeah, I think they take the money directly because, I mean, they're not going to give the student money, right? Like, you don't want to give somebody $7,000 or whatever a semester costs these days.
$10,000.
They're going to go and spend that on alcohol.
If it's a state school, for sure, you're going to end up in a situation where the state school is obviously going to have to comply. But a private university, I'm not 100% sure on that one. I don't know.
There's no way they're going to cut a check to the individual receiving whatever state funding for the schools.
So,
that's not going to happen. It's not even fiscally responsible. Right. I mean, I understand states aren't fiscally responsible, but that's insane.
Let's back up a moment. My company has taken money from the federal government on a number of occasions.
You sell parts for computers
Right. And there's certain parts you just can only get from us.
Yeah.
It isn't the case that every single time we sell to the government that that we have to sign a contract that says all is fine print that says, you know, we have to have equal employment and all this other stuff.
Sometimes they're just buying stuff.
Right. Sometimes they're just buying some from us. If we put in a bid for a contract,
then
that's when all those terms come in.
Right.
So it may be something similar with these private institutions. I don't know.
Yeah, that would be a question for somebody that is an administrator at one of these institutions. Yeah. They would probably know the answer to that question. If you want to join us here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. But to respond to a Nazi symbol or any offensive symbol that is, you know, put somewhere, to respond to it in any way besides, this is graffiti, okay? Shouldn't matter what the graffiti is. It's graffiti. It's a crime. You've defaced somebody's property, and that's not okay, no matter whatever it is that has been put there. To give it more power than it has. It's just somebody scrawling something drunkenly on the side of a building to act like it's anything more, that there's some sort of crypto-Nazis in the school that are, you know, secretly planning to do Nazi things. I mean, it's just ridiculous. This is just the way college boys are likely to behave, because it's the way they behaved when they were in high school. They're still basically in high school. They always said about college that it's high school with cigarettes. It's kind of what it was, at least the college I went to, that's what they referred to it as, high school with cigarettes, because that was the only thing that changed, because now you could smoke.
Yeah, I remember the, not I wouldn't say this for the university I went to, but I did take a few courses at the local community college,
mm-hmm.
and it was the second high school is how they,
yeah,
or the continuation of high school is how it was phrased.
Same thing. I don't.
It was kind of a joke, but
I've never been to a college as far as, you know, as a student besides community college. So I mean, I can't say from personal experience, but having been around enough of these college students, I mean, we live in a college town, you and I.
Yeah,
it's Keene, New Hampshire. That's where we live. There's a relatively small. It's not even a university, I guess. It's college. It's just a state college.
It's, I, I think there's a difference between the kids who go to the four-year schools and the kids who go to the two-year schools. It's not to say there's not some overlap, obviously.
What's the difference? Are they brattier at the four-year schools?
It's I don't know. I don't even feel like it's so much that. It seems to be. It doesn't. I'm not saying that one is necessarily. I don't know if I
think they're going to act out more. I think college students at a four-year college are going to act out more, and here's why.
Yeah, because
they're leaving their parents home, in a lot of cases, right, for the very first time. So they've been, many of them, in very restrictive environments. They've been told what they can and can't do. Now, all of a sudden, they go from that restrictive environment to a less restrictive environment, where now they're living on their own. Now they've got a roommate that's their own age. They may have a some college person who's in charge of the whole dorm, but they're not watching everything that they do. So they have way more freedom. They can buy the food that they want to buy. They can kind of go out and party as often as they want to go out and party. They can do things. They're not, in many of them, especially if they're getting a scholarship or if their parents are paying their way, they don't have to work. So they don't have any responsibilities tying them down. So they can basically just F around and have no responsibility whatsoever. Whereas a college student or a community college student, you don't get to live on campus. Mm. There are no community colleges I've ever heard of that have on-campus housing. That just doesn't exist. So these people are either still living with their parents, or they've moved into their own place, which means they're paying their own bills, which means they probably are working, so they're probably more likely to be more responsible and more mature.
Okay, so what I saw, this was my impression, having gone to, or attended at both, two and four-year mm-hmm. schools, but I mostly attended four-year schools, mind you, but for most of my education, I only took a handful of classes at community college, and most of that was during high school. But anyway, what I saw was more along the lines of the kids who really weren't, the case across the board, but I think there was a disproportionate number of students going to the two-year school who were not, they were not in a position, I guess.
What kind of position?
Academically. And not everybody. There's also a percentage that were, elderly people taking classes, mm-hmm. things of that nature, too.
I don't understand what you're saying, though. A position, well, academically? What does that mean?
they did not have the same standards, I guess, or expectations, maybe, that I saw more of in the four-year school. And it's not to say that there weren't kids who were very similar in their behaviors going to the four-year school, but a lot of those kids ended up dropping out. So
like the bratty ones, the irresponsible ones drop
no,
out?
No, I'm not even talking about that. I'm just talking about kids, maybe irresponsible in that they didn't go to classes,
mm-hmm.
things of that nature.
That tends to be what happens if you are irresponsible and you party all night. You're probably going to miss a bunch of classes and end up getting failing grades and things like that.
But ultimately, at the end of the day, it seemed like the majority who continued on, were more prepared for college than the kids in the two-year school.
Maybe it was the people you ran with, too.
It could be.
There's more coming up here in a moment. 855, 450,
very, very likely.
Freedom. I don't imagine you joined the party. There's more coming up.
No, I did.
Oh, you did?
Full head of hair from years past. Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.